Okay, new Mishnah. We're on Yud Ches Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. So, Alma hi oimeres omein omein. Why, what did you say the double amens on? Meaning, we understand that she must be multiple things she's agreeing to. Right, if she's saying omein omein. Okay, so answers the Mishnah. Omein ana Allah. And amen ala shavua. She's saying amen on the curse and also amen on the oath. Right? And that's what we did. That was basically, that was last, yes, yesterday's Shia. Okay, the Gemara's gonna, the Mishnah's going to speak it out. Now, amen mi ish zeh. Now, so I just want to say, we'll go back, we're going to go back, but basically it's pairs over here, yeah? Right? Amen mi ish zeh. Right? I say amen that I didn't sleep with this guy. Or even somebody else, right?
Is this an addition? Or is
this an addition. Well, you know what? So I'm gonna say it now though, because we're gonna be introduced over here with a concept called Gilgul Shvuah, right? We have heard once you make a Shvuah on one thing, we can make you make a Shvuah on another thing. Okay, but we'll go back to that. We're gonna read that in Rashi. Now, Amen Shelo Sotisi, Amen that I didn't, you know, I didn't. Sathisi. Now that was the general thing. Arusa and Nasua. Whether I was engaged or whether I was married. That's one pair. Yeah. And also, see, I suppose this is going on the Shilosh Sisi. Also, Shumeris Yavam Bukanusa. So this is talking about someone who's waiting for Yibum. Shumeris Yavam means that his brother died without children and his wife is waiting for Yibum, so she's called a Shomeres Yavam. Yep. So she didn't have Zunus when she was a Shomeres Yavam. Or Kanusa means when he actually, after doing the Yibum. Right? Now, back to what we mentioned earlier.
What do you mean by that?
We're going to speak about basically, she's saying, I didn't sleep with guys before, whilst I was in the waiting room to do Yibum with you, or not after I actually did Yibum with you and I was your wife. Amen, Shalonit Macy, right? She says, so this is the yesterday's Shia. Ve'im, not She'im, Ve'im Nit Macy, Yuvobich, right? B, right? She said, right, I didn't, and if it did, she's bringing the Allah upon herself. Now, let's go back now to the Rashi on Arusa and Asua, on Amad Aleph. Okay. So you see that Arusa of Nesua, turn back to Amad Aleph, the last Rashi on the page. Yeah, it's about five lines up. Yep, okay, it says Arusa of Nesua. Okay, so Al Yadei Gilgul, meaning because when do you, we know with Sota, you do it when you're married to the woman, right? So you can't, right? Shavua hu megalgal aleha, he does a Shavua, he rolls it, right, onto her. Znus shel erusin, the znus that she did while she was engaged to him, right? Afop shelo haya bo kinui, even though there was no kinui, he never warned her, he never said anything to her, and now since he's doing, he did kinui and stira while she's married, and he says, and by the way, you know, whilst we're waiting to be married as well, you know, it doesn't even have to say it, but that's included when she says amen, amen. It means also for other guys.
Even if it's retroactive.
Yeah, even if it's retroactive, and also even though it doesn't warrant sota in a certain sense, it doesn't warrant meaning because there was no kinui. It shouldn't really work.
If he hasn't actually said these words,
right?
How do you know she's agreeing?
No, no. Good. Okay.
Why
she even live? No. Again, she wasn't. They were engaged, and just wait. So let's speak the case out first of all. Yeah, they were engaged. Yeah, and then they got married. Right. Once they were married, he saw her fooling around, so he did kinui to her, and he did stira to her, and it was, she's a normal salter. So she's the sota that we've been talking about the whole time in this whole, you know, up until this point now. And now, the Kohen makes a Shavuot, is Mashbiha, and she says, Amen, Amen. So included in that Amen, it means, yeah, not only the person that she's been brought to the base of Mikdash for now, yeah, also includes people that she was messed around with beforehand.
Awesome.
So that's it's a Gilgal Shavuot. I don't know why, but first of all, let's get the mechanics, yeah? This is called a Gilgal, right? Even though, in a certain sense, you can't throw the book at her for this previous one because he never warned her, right? There was no kidding. We never warned her. He never said, "Don't be, in the seclusion with this guy," or right? He never said that to her. But seeing as now he's with the new guy, or maybe the same guy, he's saying, "Don't be with him," and she's acceptable for the whatever she's roi for the process of sota. He throws this one also comes back on her. Right. So Yosef's bothered that, but how?
But why isn't it included in the words? Because he says mashbi'ein alecha shoynimes. It's a very general thing. Shoynimes means you won't nimes in any single way. So it could be that it is the actual.
So Yisrael's answering Yosef's question over here. Yosef was bothered. Yeah. How can a person be held, accountable, and that you're agreeing with something if you're not aware of what you agree with? You got to know the fine print, you know what I mean? You can't just, say, oh, maybe you signed something when you went to the base of Mikdash, whatever. So that's bothered Yosef. So now Yisrael's suggesting that maybe when she says, yeah.
The code says a very
general
way.
Yeah,
it's referring to the process
washing down the base of Mikdash. Yeah, but let him speak, because he said it very nicely. He said, about the nitmeh, go to say it again, what you said.
I'm just saying that shalom nisbeis is a very general term. He doesn't say,
she wasn't defiled.
You weren't defiled.
Yeah, but the whole reason she's there is because...
True.
Shalom nisbeis all the way back to your...
Life. Yes, yeah. Right. I hear that.
So why is it
back to birth is not... Because it has to be engaged.
Yeah. Once they open the books...
Yeah.
What if she was? That's true.
That's fine. She's going to have a baby boy.
And now you're setting her up to make
this telling you what the
No, 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 no. That, no, because you said, if she said, just says, oh, men that I'm innocent.
If she says only one man, you're just saying.
Okay, good. We're going to. Okay, let's carry on. We've got a chazara together. We can discuss this. Yeah. So now, go. Going back to the Mishnah now, so someone mentioned maybe it's Gil that it's retroactive. We're making a Shavuah for something that happened in the past. Yeah, now we're going to say the future as well. Okay, Rebbe Meir Omer, he says we're on Yud Ches Amud Beis, two lines down. Rebbe Meir Omer, he says, Amen Shelo Nitmesi. She says, Amen that I did not get Tame, right, in the past. Yeah, and amen, shalom etamei, and amen that in the future I'm not going to become Tommy again. Okay, good. So well, you see from that, sometimes it's good to go forwards. Anyway, okay. A kol shavin, bein Rebbe Meir, yeah, and bein the Rabbanon, she'ein masna, he can't stipulate ima lo al koidem shetisares before she was erusin, right? Because then there was no relationship between them and she wasn't prohibited.
Even if you stretch a ball, there's
yes, exactly. There's a gavul, okay. And also this is according to Rebbe Meir, because Rebbe Meir says even in the future velosh al acher shetisgaresh, and not on after he divorces her. So now we're going to say over here, though, what's going to be over here. Well, that's what the Gemara's going to say. What happens if she got married, remarried him again afterwards, though? Yeah? Let's say he was married to her, right? And he took her to the base of Mikdash and he did her a kiddie with a steer or whatever, yeah? And according to Rebbe Meir, you can also do the future. But then he divorced her and then he remarried her. And in the interim, whilst he was divorced with her, yeah, she was Mazana.
Well, I mean, she's not married.
Exactly, Gil, exactly. So
she married him.
Okay. I don't know.
I've got a question. How can waters kill her?
Yeah. So that's good. Gemara's going to deal with that.
How do you take her back? She was pure.
No, no, but it's only a problem if she marries somebody else, Harry. You can't remarry a woman. Good. So that you're right. Exactly. Everyone's. So this people relate to. Yeah. It doesn't work. That's why it doesn't work. So Nistar. So let's go. Nistar Le'echod. There's a lot of curses about this point. This next bit, right? But it's basically what we were discussing. She was Nistar Le'echod. She was Nistar to somebody, right? And then he divorced her. Right, that's what the case we said. Vinitmes, and then she slept with somebody while she was a divorcee. For achachach hechzira, and then afterwards he remarried her. Yeah, then according to Rabbi Meir, lo haya masna ima, the stipulation would not work because when she was with this guy, she wasn't married. Zechlal. So now we're going to put this echlal, which people there's intuitive, people figured it out. Well done. Zechlal. Right, the principle is kol shetiboel, any time that she should have relations, velo tia osuralo, and she will not be prohibited to him, meaning basically she's a free woman, maybe basically lo haya masna ima, he can't stipulate, there's not his, she's not in his jurisdiction anymore. He divorced her. What's that? No, there's everybody. This is according to everybody.
But why is there the others?
Maybe because it could be that he did steer her with that guy. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I can't. Right. Maybe. Okay. Let's quick. So now, Amara, are we going to do this now? Let's just start to this, and we'll maybe stop and we won't finish it. Omer Rav Hamnuna says Rav Hamnuna. Yeah, Shomeris Yavam. Right, so Shaveris Yavam, we said, is a person who's waiting to do Yibum, right? His brother died without children, right? And this woman is waiting to either spit at him, and the Dayanim have to see, yeah, or to basically go to the Yichud room with him. Now, Shizinsa, but while she was waiting, yeah, she was Mazana. Okay? Asura Liyavma, Liyavama. She is now prohibited on a Torah level. Yeah, she cannot marry. She cannot do yibum with her, with a brother-in-law because she slept around. Okay, mimai. How do we know this? We're going to bring a proof from our Mishnah, right? Midik tani from the fact that he taught in our Mishnah, shomeris yavam, the kanusa, right? She says amen, amen from shomeris yavam and kanusa. Right, so she's saying, I didn't sleep around after you did yibum to me, and I didn't sleep around whilst I was waiting for you to do yibum. Right, e amart bishlama. If you're going to tell me, it makes sense. Bishlama asira. She's going to be asa to him if she slept around before while she was waiting for yibum. Right, mishum hachi masna bahada. Because of this, he can stipulate with her. Right, because that was the rule. Yeah, ela e amart. But if you want to tell me. Lo asira, she's not asa to him. Heichi masne ima bahado. How can he make a stipulation with her? Because we taught in the Mishnah. Vatanan, we taught in our own Mishnah. Zechlal, this is the principle. Kol she'ilu tiba'el, any time that she would have relations, velo tia asura loy, and she should not be prohibited to him. Yeah, lo haya masne ima. Right, he can't be masne ima. So you see over there, it's quite clear from the Mishnah that she's also if she sleeps around. So we put, right, so Omri b'ma'arava, listen to this though. Says ma'arava, leis hilchsuch Rav Hamnuna. We don't pass in like Rav Hamnuna. Ah, wait a second. Eloha dikatani. What? Eloha dikatani shumeres yovam ukanusa. But the Mishnah seems to indicate that she's asura. Right, what's going on? It was a good proof. Hamani is Rebbe Akiva. This is going according to the Shita of Rebbe Akiva, who we do not paskin like. To Omar, he says the following. This is Rebbe Akiva's Kiddush. Ein Kedushin, Toisvin, right? Kedushin does not take hold. B'chayve Lavin, right? So that means, let's say, a woman would marry a man would marry a mitzris, right? You're not allowed to. That maybe that gets a bit of an assay. No, let's get a lav. What's a lav? A kohen grusha. Fine. Yeah, kohen marries a grusha. Yeah, a kohen marries a grusha. Okay. Exactly. Yes, according to Rabbi Akiva, that marriage wouldn't work.
But how do you
see
that in the words?
It right. Ain kedushin. Kedushin is not toivsin, does not take hold, meaning they're not married. Yeah, in a case of chayve lavin. Okay. Umashmila kierva. He makes this woman, yeah, like erva. So what's erva mean? That means the serious marriage prohibitions, which include kores. Yeah, if a person would have relations with this woman, he get kores. Yeah, he says the same thing. So over here, right? So in our Mishnah, that it's true. We're saying in our Mishnah, it's clear that basically, if a shemeres yavam would fool around before she did yibum, she would be prohibited to marry her yavama to do yibum. But that is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, right? Who says that even chayiv elavim, because it's only a lav, right? A shemeres yavam, not to be with anybody else, is a lav. It's not so serious. It's not kores. So over there, the kedushin wouldn't take place. And since the kedushin wouldn't take place, yeah, she's going to be prohibited to him because it's a serious thing.
It's not erva.
He makes it like erva. It's not erva. True. It's not like a relative, but he makes it like erva.
According to him,
it's not an erva. Yeah, but he makes it like erva. It makes it like a relative. That's the chiddush. Why?
The Mishnah still says that she would be assertive.
Yes.
Not true.
So that's the point. Very good, Yosef. But that it goes together. That is the jump we're making over here, which is very interesting. I actually only clapped this last night. That we're saying, seeing as he holds the kedushin is not chal, and it's serious, and we see in a similar case, for example, with a husband and wife. Yeah? Husband and wife, if she sleeps around, yeah, she is also to her husband. And now if she sleeps around, what, that's a problem, that's an issachores over there, right? So over there we see in a case where she sleeps around and it's an issachores, it's going to create a prohibition between her and her husband. We're going to say that according to Rabbi Akiva, who equates, yeah, kores, right, husband, right, kores and lavin, like puts on the same level, he will say also sleeping around.
He does. It's not kores.
He puts it on the same level in the sense that just as we say that if you marry somebody and it's a chayve kores, it doesn't take effect, the marriage doesn't work. So too Rabbi Akiva says the marriage doesn't work. So we're saying the same thing.
The guy that she's supposed to be living with, she can't do it now because she was
yes.
a good girl.
Right.
So let's say, okay, so let's cancel that.
Right.
But then he actually falls in love with her later on and they want to get married.
Tough.
She's not asked to him afterwards forever.
Yes, she is. Yes, the general rule is if you're prohibited to someone, right, you're prohibited
but
forever. No, because anybody can't marry her. Normally, he won't be able to marry because you've got to. This is a Yavamos over here, but whatever. He can't marry because you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife.
But he's no longer.
Yeah, but the point is that if you could only marry your brother's wife if there's a mitzvah of Yibum. If not, it's a mitzvah of Yibum, you can't marry your brother's wife.